radio program about bullying.
It's time for a Hot Topic.
Good morning, I'm your host, Tom Birch. Welcome to our show, Hot Topic. Today in the studio, we're talking about a very important topic, bullying. What is it like to get bullied? What should teachers or parents do when someone is being bullied? Let's find out on today's Hot Topic. By the way, all of the names on today's show have been changed. Next to me in the studio right now is Julia. So, Julia, you've been a teacher for 10 years. Can you tell me about any students that have been bullied during that time?
Oh my, yes. Unfortunately, I've seen a lot of students be the victim of bullying. I think the most interesting case was Sophia. That turned out really well.
Oh. Can you tell us more about Sophia?
Sure. This must have been about 5 years ago. Sophia had always been a straight-A student. One day, she came to me and said that some students were making fun of her for getting good grades.
That's not good. So what happened?
Well, when I saw them making fun of her in class, I stopped the lesson and said that bullying isn't allowed in our school. One of the bullies complained and said that it wasn't fair that Sophia gets such good grades all the time. I realized that the bullies were just jealous of her and unhappy that they weren't doing as well in school. So we talked about it. I asked Sophia if she would help the other students with their homework when they needed it. I said that she wasn't going to do their homework, of course. But, for example, when they have a question and they can't find a teacher, would she like to help? And she said yes, sure.
Interesting idea. Did it work?
Yes. Every now and then I saw them at lunch or after school, looking over a question or a problem together. I was so glad that we could talk openly about it in the classroom. We were lucky that everyone was willing to be honest.
Thank you, Julia. That's a fantastic story. I guess that it's only possible in a classroom where the students can be honest and the teacher guides the conversation. Now let's hear from a caller who says that she finished high school several years ago. Let's call her Lillian. Hi there. Can you tell us your story?
Hi. Okay. Well, my point of view is that people are really quick to say, you're a bully. When we were in high school, my friends and I laughed when other people complained that we're mean, or bullies. Those people didn't know anything about my life. They didn't know me. And honestly, if people can't take a joke, then sorry, but I don't think they should be going to high school. And the other thing is, some of these people didn't care at all about what they looked like. If you don't care about how you look, then I can't take you seriously. It's the same out of school. You can't look terrible and expect to get a job or a boyfriend. And it's not like I was rich in high school. I had a job. I had to work to wear nice clothes. I knew plenty of geeks who got money from their parents, but they still looked terrible. And then I was the bad guy because I was being honest. That's why I think that calling everyone bullies is just silly.
Okay, well, thank you for your story, Lillian. It sounds like looking good is very important to you. Would it have been easier for you in high school if you didn't have to worry about buying clothes and looking good? Let's talk with our next guest in the studio. Hello there, Tim. What do you want to tell us about bullying?
Hi. Yeah, well, I was teased in school for a long time because I'm short. This group of guys called me Shorty because I only came up to their shoulders. Sometimes they pushed me around or took my stuff. It was really hard for a long time. But it got better after I finally talked to a counselor at school. He said that if I accepted myself how I am, it would make it easier to ignore the bullies. He also suggested that I join a team to make more friends.
And did you?
Yes, I joined the soccer team, and it was awesome. I made some really good friends. Now I'm in university, and I still play soccer. And you know, I found out that I could run really fast. Being tall isn't everything. It's just important to like who you are. I think those guys were bullies because they didn't feel good about themselves, for whatever reason.
That is really great, Tim. I'm so glad that your counselor was able to help you. And yes, it is very important to like who you are. And our next guest is Danielle. Have you been bullied before?
Hi. Yeah. I was bullied in school. There were these girls, and they always acted like they were so cool, and everybody else was so stupid. I think they were only popular because they made fun of other people.
Really? I don't understand, Danielle.
Well, if these girls had been nice, they wouldn't have been special. They look good. I mean, that's obviously important, too. But the fact that they made fun of other people made them cool. It made them more popular.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that it worked like that.
Yeah, I mean, I was teased by them, but whatever. I didn't care too much about them. I just did my best to ignore them. They would say mean things about how I looked, and I would just tell them, that's not funny, I don't like it, and walk away. I didn't have enough money for brand name clothes and stuff, but I had a good group of friends, and we stuck up for each other. I think it would have been way more difficult without my friends.
Absolutely. It's very important to have good friends that you can count on to be there for you. And here comes our last caller of the day, Mark. What's your story, Mark?
Hi there. Well, lately my wife and I have noticed that my son hasn't been enjoying school anymore. He'll often have a stomachache in the morning and say that he needs to stay home. We don't know what to do. We try and talk with him, but he says everything's fine, and we can tell that he's not fine. We've decided to go see a counselor with him. I hope that we can help him. I think it's a lot harder these days with all the different kinds of bullying. When I went to school, at least you could come home and it would be over until the next day. Now, because of cyberbullying, the bullies can follow you everywhere. It's pretty horrible, if you ask me.
Oh, yes, Mark. That is really difficult. Well, I hope that you're able to help your son. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on Hot Topic. Tune in next week when we'll be discussing...